Chairman, I'm told it's 2:00, so I'll start the meeting and welcome and thank you for attending. This is the combined annual general meeting of Growthpoint Properties Australia Limited and the general meeting of Growthpoint Properties Australia Trust. My name is Geoff Tomlinson, and I'm your chairman. Please note that today's proceedings are being webcast live for the benefit of security holders not able to be present. A link to a recording of this webcast will be made available on Growthpoint's website approximately 2 hours after the close of this meeting. As we have a quorum for these meetings, I'm pleased to declare the meeting officially open. The notice of meeting was sent to all security holders on the 23rd of October 2018, and I propose to take it as read. Ladies and gentlemen, can I start by introducing my fellow directors? On my immediate left is Tim Collier, our Managing Director, and Tim will be speaking to you in the near future. Next to Tim is Norbert Sasse, then Grant Jackson, Estienne de Klerk, Josephine Sukar, Maxime Brenner, and Francois Marais. Three of these directors, as you know, represent our major shareholder Growthpoint in South Africa, and the rest of the people, other than the managing director, are independent non-executive directors. Also present in the room is Ian Hong, our company secretary and general counsel on the front row. And I'd also like to introduce the other members of Growthpoint's executive management team, then our chief financial officer, Dion Andrews, and our chief investment officer, Michael Green. Both of them are sitting in the front row. I'd also like to welcome Dean Waters of KPMG, who is our auditor. Finally, I'd like to welcome Growthpoint's employees, most of whom are present today. And for those of you who don't know, we only have 24 or 25 employees, Tim, so it's possible that most of the people are in this room, and they are very welcome indeed.
And shareholders too.
So. And shareholders as well. Thank you, Tim. Can I talk a bit about the agenda? I'll make a short address, which will be followed by a presentation on the business, its recent performance, and future strategy by Tim Collier. I think from what feedback I get from shareholders, they really liked hearing from the managing director. He's the person who leads the organisation on a day-by-day basis. To talk about the performance of the business and the strategy going forward, I think is a very good idea. So Tim's going to give you a fairly fulsome presentation in a few minutes' time. After Tim has finished, we'll then move to a presentation of the combined annual report for the company and the trust. I will call for questions and comments following the presentation of these accounts. The company's auditors, KPMG, are in attendance to answer any questions security holders may have in relation to the audit, the auditor's report, the accounting policies adopted, and the independence of the auditor. If you have any questions of the auditor, would you please initially direct them to me, and then I'll direct them as I see appropriate. And finally, I'll then explain the voting procedures and address each of the remaining items of business set out in the notice of meetings. Security holders will have the opportunity to ask questions and make comments in relation to each item. After the meeting, the directors, management, and KPMG will be available for discussions with individual security holders over refreshments to be served in this room. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 financial year was another strong year for Growthpoint, with the group continuing to execute on its strategy and grow distributions to security holders. Over the year to 31st of October 2018, investors in Growthpoint securities achieved a total return of 16%. This performance is well in excess of the broader ASX 300 A-REIT Accumulation Index, and pleasingly, the group continues to outperform this benchmark over longer-term time horizons. I'll touch on some of the reasons for this outperformance in a few moments. It is also pleasing to point out the history of strong growth in funds from operations and distributions achieved for security holders, delivering a five-year compound annual growth rate of 4.2% and 3.9% respectively. We believe this performance is the product of a clear and consistent business model that the group has progressed and remains mainly largely unchanged since inception as Growthpoint in 2009. After broadening the investment mandate to office, industrial, and retail, the portfolio has grown from 650 million dollars of purely industrial assets to now being over 3.4 billion of office and industrial property. To date, we have made a deliberate decision not to invest in retail property, and this decision has proved to be the right one. I can recall when we first started talking about retail and gaining some exposure, we had a meeting, I think, which most probably went for a couple of hours. We talked about the merits of being in retail, and it was a long discussion, but we came to the conclusion that retail wasn't for us at that stage. I think we've had two or three meetings since then, and the meetings are getting shorter. We seem to come to the same conclusion very quickly that in Australia, we really don't want exposure to retail. Our strategy of acquiring high-quality properties with stable income backed by high-quality tenants remains relevant today. Strong fundamentals in the office and industrial sectors support the group continuing to execute in these preferred markets, with a focus on continually improving and diversifying the property portfolio and tenant profile. Before I hand over to Tim, I'd like to talk a little about the progress that has been made over the past 5 years at Growthpoint and provide some observations about how growth across key property and financial metrics has been supported by growing ESG focus. I decided to do this because I look at things which are happening, like the Royal Commission, and see things which are really associated with sustainability and governance. And I think it's a real big issue for corporates in Australia. And I want to take this opportunity to talking to you briefly about our view on this subject and how hard we work at things like sustainability and good governance. If I turn to slide four, you can see from the growth in property, distributions, and market capitalization, there has been good momentum in the business over the past 5 years. Pleasingly, over the same time period, we have managed to diversify our tenant and property exposures as the portfolio has grown, while also reducing gearing. These key property metrics have been supported by ongoing improvements in ESG. Since our inaugural sustainability report, which was published in 2016, we have consistently improved our scores in global benchmarking surveys on environmental disclosures, such as the Carbon Disclosure Project and GRESB. The overall NABERS rating on the portfolio continues to improve, and gender equality improvements have been made at an employee and board level, with over half of Growthpoint's employees now being women. We place a high importance on sustainability and governance at Growthpoint, and while we recognise we're on a long road, we believe the progress we've made has contributed to our outperformance in total returns to security holders. Finally, recognising the increasing burden of energy costs for our tenants, and with a view of reducing our carbon footprint as an organisation, Growthpoint made a commitment in 2017 to move to a net zero emissions across all operationally controlled properties in its portfolio by 2050. 2050 seems a fair way out. I was tempted to say, or an earlier date, but we've made the commitment to 2050, and I'd hope, along with some other people in this industry, are trying to get to that target at an earlier date than 2050. Investments in these projects demonstrates a genuine commitment to renewable energy being made by the group, while making our property portfolio more efficient to attract high quality tenants and underpin the growing distributions we aim to deliver. In summary, we believe the group is well positioned to continue providing security holders with strong returns. 2018 was another year in a long track record of consistent delivery for the group, and I wish to thank Tim Collier, his executive team, and all Growthpoint's employees for their hard work in contributing to another successful year. I now like to hand over to Tim.
Thank you, Jeff. Security holders, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Growthpoint Properties Australia 2018 Annual General Meeting. Today I will provide an overview of how we see the market, some highlights of the group for financial year 2018, a review of the group's high-quality portfolio, and comments on where we see growth coming from over the next few years. To conditions. Whilst we operate in a competitive commercial property market, conditions remain supportive, particularly in office and industrial property sectors where Growthpoint invests. Australia's economy is performing well, with annual GDP last measured at 3.4%. The unemployment rate reached 5% in September. We have strong population growth above long-term averages, and that which exceeds other developed countries. Business confidence and conditions remain buoyant, as shown in the NAB Business Survey, with business conditions well above the long-run average, reflecting a healthy business sector. In regards to the property sector, we note the structural change in retail property sector with a growing online market share, which has really benefited the industrial property sector with greater occupier demand. Huge infrastructure spending by federal and state governments totaling $324 billion is supportive of the economy, our growing cities, as well as the accessibility of non-CBD precincts, where Growthpoint has a large portion of our office buildings and industrial investment. For commercial real estate investors, relatively low inflation reduces upward pressure on domestic bond yields. This help maintains the positive property income bond yield spread, which combined with relatively attractive yields compared to many international markets, suggests investment demand for Australian commercial real estate should remain solid. These positive economic fundamentals, coupled with low office vacancy rates in Sydney and Melbourne and increasing occupier demand for industrial space, leave us well positioned to take advantage of future rent growth in markets where we have significant investment. To the highlights for financial year 18. This was a successful one for Growthpoint. Funds from operation akin to earnings was 25 cents per security, significantly higher than Growthpoint's initial guidance of 23.6 cents provided at the beginning of the financial year. The distribution was 22.2 cents, 3.3% above the prior year. Acquisitions totaled $205 million, whilst a significant sale of the Woolworths Distribution Centre at Mulgrave, Victoria, for $90.75 million, achieved a price 38% above book value. A fall in capitalisation rates and good leasing results over the year provided for a 6.2% increase in property values on a like-for-like basis, which assisted strong growth in net tangible asset per security of 10.8% to $3.19 per security. Growthpoint's capital management position is healthy, with gearing at the end of the financial year at 33.9%, just below the bottom end of the group's target range of 35% to 45%. Following the settlement of West Perth and the recently announced Newstead office acquisition, which I'll talk further about, gearing will be in the range of 37.6% to 38.8%. Average debt maturity was maintained at 5 years after $515 million of debt was extended over the year. To the portfolio. Growthpoint's property portfolio has grown in the office and industrial sectors and is valued at $3.4 billion today. Our industrial portfolio has grown significantly in size since 2009 as we have repositioned into favoured geographies, whilst our office portfolio, valued at $2.2 billion, makes Growthpoint the largest metro office landlord listed on the ASX. As Geoff was discussing before, Growthpoint has a mandate to invest in retail property, but we have not done so. A board review of the retail property market in May determined that this market will be difficult for some time and that opportunities may present themselves longer term when relative asset pricing and yields are more attractive. Growthpoint's distribution is underpinned by the rental income we receive from tenants in our buildings. So we place a lot of focus on the quality of each tenant and their ability to pay rent over the lease term. The top 10 tenants include federal and state governments and larger international and domestic companies. So they're Woolworths, the police, the Commonwealth government, Lynn Fox, ANZ Bank and so forth. So high quality tenants. The portfolio weighted average lease expiry, so the average lease term is 5.1 years. Portfolio occupancy is high with only 2% vacancy and near-term lease expiries are minimal. We have commenced discussions with key tenants that have lease expiries in financial year 2020 and 2021. Tenants of the property portfolio typically have fixed annual rental increases or rent review mechanisms incorporating the consumer price index. The weighted average rent review is 3.3% across the portfolio, providing a growing rental cash flow to security holders. We have a supportive parent and conservative financial management. Growthpoint Australia's largest investor is Growthpoint Properties Limited of South Africa, or GRT, who first invested in the group in August 2009. GRT holds 66% of the issued capital, valued at over $1.6 billion on today's share price. GRT is a long-term investor and has provided considerable capital to assist the expansion of the group. GRT has stated its intentions to increase its investment outside South Africa, and Growthpoint Australia remains a key platform for this internationalisation strategy. Growthpoint is conservative about financial management and is in a good financial position. The group has a long weighted average debt maturity of 5 years, gearing towards the bottom of the range of our target range, a low cost of debt of 4.4% per annum, and hedging or fixed interest rates for a medium term, covering 82% of all debt, providing a level of certainty over interest costs into the future. We have debt that is diversified to a number of lenders. We have access to domestic bank debt, international debt providers, and debt capital markets, both here and offshore. And we also have debt headroom to fund future growth opportunities. On Monday, we announced the exciting acquisition of a modern A-grade office building in Newstead, Brisbane. This acquisition represented a great opportunity to build a position in the exciting urban renewal precinct in Brisbane. The building is modern, built in 2014, and has high green credentials with a 5.5-star NABERS energy rating. We were particularly attracted to the long-weighted average lease expiry, exposure to new high-quality ASX-listed tenants, and attractive rent review structures of the property. The $250 million acquisition is being funded partly by debt and an equity raising of up to approximately $135 million from existing Growthpoint investors. The price of $3.46 per security is a 4.2% discount to the last traded Growthpoint share price, which was last Friday, and represents an attractive yield for financial year 19 a distribution yield of 6.7%. For those security holders who wish to take up their allocation in the rights offer. The rights offer has two parts, an institutional component and then a retail component, and today we announced that the institutional component successfully completed and met with good demand. Further information is available on Growthpoint's website, and retail investors will be sent their offer booklets on Monday next week, the 26th of November. The group has been progressing a number of exciting opportunities and will continue to progress these over the next 12 to 18 months, which will underpin future earnings and distribution growth. These include the development of the 19,300 square metre building at Botanica 3 at Richmond, Victoria, which will have a value on completion in excess of $150 million. The development, which is at groundwork stage, will be completed in quarter two, 2020. A leasing campaign for this A-grade office with high green credentials is meeting with positive early momentum. We expect a yield on cost of between 7.5% and 8% when the property is fully let. In respect of two key Woolworths distribution sites, we are working on strategies that will enhance value and long-term rental income to security holders. Growthpoint continually evaluates the market for direct acquisition opportunities and has evaluated over $1 billion of property for sale since June 2018. We take a patient approach to investing, and we only invest when the time is right and the fundamentals of the property are attractive to Growthpoint. This was particularly the case with the West Perth acquisition you can see there, which came after a long period of due diligence, many visits to Perth, and regular review of key indicators of an improving market, including following vacancy rates, the leasing market, and sales that had taken place. The Perth office market is improving, and we have purchased a quality A-grade office building leased to the federal government for over 8 years. In the listed market, where A-REIT merger and acquisition activity is significant, we continue to hold an 18.2% interest in ASX-listed industrial REIT and review other listed market opportunities for investment. In respect of IDR, we continue to review GOZ's strategic options in respect of this investment, M&A, hold the investment or sell the investment, and are pleased with the distribution yield Growthpoint security holders received on the $68 million original investment. Merger and acquisition activity in the A-REIT sector has been significant and will most likely continue for a period. Offshore investors are attracted to A-REITs because of the yields on offer, the opportunity to achieve scale, and the ability to secure domestic management platforms. With several A-REITs in the office and industrial sectors to be delisted and cash consideration being returned or paid to investors, there has been a heightened interest in Growthpoint as an investment proposition from both domestic and offshore investors. Looking forward into the summary. Growthpoint's financial year 2019 guidance, which was updated with the Newstead acquisition, is for funds from operation of at least 24.8 cents per security and a distribution of 23 cents per security, which is 3.6% higher than financial year 18. Our strategy of investing in favoured Australian office and industrial sectors that show superior growth prospects will continue. We believe property sectors that are reliant on the consumer and household for growth in revenue will struggle in the period ahead. This may present opportunities for Growthpoint in the longer term. Growthpoint provides investors with an attractive distribution yield backed by a quality property portfolio with growth in distributions targeted at 3 to 4% per annum. As we move closer towards our 10th anniversary in late 2019, we are reminded of the group's strategy established at its commencement: to provide security holders with a growing distribution income and capital growth from an investment in a quality commercial property portfolio, diversified by sector, geography, and tenant. This strategy has served the group very well and will be our focus going forward. Thank you for your attendance today, and thank you to the directors and employees for the support over the year. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. I'll now turn to the first official item of business for the combined meetings, being to receive and consider the combined financial reports and the reports of the directors and auditors in respect of the company and the trust for the financial year ended 30th of June 2018. A combined annual report for the company and trust was sent to those security holders who elected to receive it, and it was also made available on the websites of the ASX and the group. By the way, hard copies of the annual report are also on your chairs. Would anyone like to ask any question or make comments in respect to the accounts? If there's no questions, I'll move on. Can I talk a bit about voting to start with? The remaining items of business on today's agenda involve consideration of four resolutions set out in the notice of meetings. Three of the proposed resolutions, comprising agenda items 2, 3, and 5 in your notices of meeting, relate to the company only. Agenda item 4 relates to both the company and the trust. The proposed resolutions relating to items of business number 2, 3, and 4 are ordinary resolutions which require a majority of votes cast in favour to be carried. The proposed resolution item 5 is a special resolution which requires at least 75% of votes cast in favour to be carried. All resolutions will be determined by a poll, with voting to occur at the end of the meeting on all resolutions. Security holders should vote for all resolutions on their red voting card and provide this to the Computershare representative at the close of the meeting. On a poll, security holder has one vote for each staple security held at the record date by that particular security holder. Details of proxies received on each item of business will be shown on the screen behind me after discussion on that item of business. I am holding open proxies in my capacity as chairman, and it is my intention to vote all available proxies in favour of each resolution. Can I now move to item 2, which is the remuneration report? We are asking security holders to adopt the company's remuneration report. I remind you, this is a non-binding advisory vote of security holders. Although this resolution is not binding, the board will give due regard to the outcome of the vote when considering future remuneration. The proposed resolution is on the screen in front of you, which I don't intend to read out. Ladies and gentlemen, are there any questions or comments? If you have any questions that relate to the proposed issue of performance rights to the managing director, please hold those questions and raise them when we come to discuss agenda item number 4. Ladies and gentlemen, any questions or comments in relation to the remuneration report? If not, the next item of business is the election of directors. As I am standing for re-election, I think it's appropriate that I hand over to my fellow director, Grant Jackson, to chair this section of the meeting.
Thank you, Jeff. You'll see there's the two items to deal with then. To consider and, if thought fit, pass the following resolutions as separate ordinary resolutions. I won't read them out. You'll see what they are on the screen there. Are there? Does anyone have any questions in respect of each of the resolutions? No? If not, the voting is there on the screen that's been received so far. Thank you. I'll hand back to Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Grant. Can I now move to item four, which is the approval of grant of performance rights to Timothy Collier, our Managing Director. The resolution will appear on the screen in a moment, which is, I'll read it out. To consider and, if thought fit, pass the following as a separate ordinary resolution. That for the purpose of ASX Listing Rule 10.14 and for all other purposes, the grant of performance rights to Timothy Collier under the Growthpoint Properties Australia Employee Incentive Plan, in accordance with the rules of the plan and on the terms set out in the explanatory notes, is approved. Security holders are now being asked to approve the issue of 154,657 performance rights being part of Mr. Collier's LTI for the 2019 financial year. I open the meeting to questions and comments. Details of the proxies are shown on the screen. I'll now move on to agenda item five. The next resolution is on the screen in front of you. The proportional takeover provision set out in Rule 8 of the company's constitution were adopted by security holders at the 2015 annual general meeting for a period of 3 years. The provision prohibit the registration of transfer of shares in the company acquired under a proportional takeover bid unless a resolution is passed by security holders approving the bid. As provided in Rule 8, the provisions cease to have effect on the third anniversary of their adoption or the last renewal unless renewed. Accordingly, it is appropriate to consider renewing the proportional takeover provisions in the form last approved by security holders at the 2015 annual general meeting. Are there any questions or comments? Again, details of the proxies are displayed on the screen in front of you. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings to the end of the formal voting proceedings. Please complete your voting provided to you earlier and provide the same to the Computershare representative for verification purposes. Please note that the formal results of the votes for all resolutions conducted by the poll will be released to the ASX later today. Again, thank you for your attendance, and I declare the meeting closed.